Starting September 1st, people doing time at the Dakota County Jail in Hastings, Minnesota, will have an additional burden above and beyond their sentences. They'll be charged $20 a day for room and board. This is not a first, but it may be a trend. Dakota County is following the lead of several Michigan and Iowa county jails. Mike Scott is the county's jail administrator and joins us by phone. Mr. Scott, what's the rationale for charging jail inmates?
Well, Minnesota, like many other states, has seen a tremendous increase in inmate population. Our jail has grown by about 20% since last year at this time. So we're looking at other means of collecting revenue instead of putting it back onto the taxpayers. So we look at it as a way to collect money from the fee users, and that would be the inmates of the jail.
How does this work? Does an inmate run up a tab and then you bill them afterwards, or are they supposed to be paying up by the month or the week?
What we do, and it's just for sentenced inmates. In a county jail, you have pretrial inmates and sentenced inmates, and we only can bill sentenced inmates. But what we do is at their end of their stay, they get a bill. So upon checking out of the jail, they get a bill for $20 a day times the number of days they were here, and they're given opportunities to set up monthly payments plans with us.
Is it considered an additional fine or an increase in the sentence that not only will you spend 30 days, but you'll also pay for them?
It's not a criminal matter whatsoever. So if somebody didn't pay this, it wouldn't violate their probation and get them in that revolving door and kind of do the opposite of what we're trying to do. I look at the jail as something that's not much different than some other services that are offered in the county. For example, parks. Citizens pay for parks, but if they want to come and use them, like the swimming beach, you have to pay for a fee. So the citizens paid for the jail, which they don't use it, most of them.
In fact, though, don't all of the other residents of the county use the jail by having the people who have done wrong to them placed there and out of their way for a number of weeks?
Sure they do, and they still pay the majority of the cost associated with the jail. This is just a small way for a criminal to actually make a little contribution to what they're costing citizens.
You studied the experience of, was it seven other counties before you went ahead with this?
It was seven other states, correct, in the United States.
And what did you find out about how well this actually works?
Well, it varies. A couple of the counties that we spoke to in Iowa, they were about 60% successful at collecting these fines. Another one in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which they've been doing it since about 1985, I believe, they've been about 15% successful at collecting fees, but that 15% equals $1.4 million a year that they're collecting from inmates. So we don't expect to collect from everybody. As a matter of fact, we're only estimating that we'll collect from about 20% of the people next year.
It does seem, and your own forecast of about 20% collections would seem to confirm that the population you've got there in the county jail may be the one that's least capable of paying to try to make up some of that gap.
Well, I think there's some people, again, that would have a hard time paying, but I think a lot of people have a misconception that everybody in jail is unemployed and indigent. There's a lot of people that leave here with several hundred dollars or even sometimes several thousand dollars in their pocket that they brought in with them when they got arrested. And they're not going home to buy milk and eggs for their kids. They're headed back down to one of the local casinos or they're headed to the local bar. And we see them back here again and again. And we're just trying to make them responsible.
But if it actually is their $1,000, it's not irresponsible to have $1,000 or to leave jail with it.
It's not, as long as they're taking care of their family and earn that money legally. But if they're going out and not paying their debt to society as far as they have unpaid bills in other areas and they're taking this $1,000 and just going and blowing it, not paying their debt to society or not learning and just reoffending, then I don't think they're being very responsible.
Well, Mr. Scott, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Mike Scott, who is the jail administrator for Dakota County in Hastings, Minnesota, where in September they will start to charge inmates $20 a day for room and board.